Good afternoon, everyone. The Committee on Military, Veterans Affairs, Space, and Domestic Security will now come to order. Lois, will you please call the roll?
Chair Wright.
Here.
Vice Chair Collins.
Yes.
Senator Burgess.
Here.
Senator Jones. Senator Sharif.
Here.
Senator Trunau.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you very much. I'm going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, if you'll all please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reminder to turn off any electronic devices, or at least put them in the silent mode, please. And anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. So here we go. Under tab one, senators, SB 788, Veterans Nursing Homes by Senator Trunau. Senator Trunau, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chairman and members. SB 788 would authorize the Executive Director of the Florida Department of Veteran Affairs to allow a 501c3 nonprofit retirement community operating on a campus with housing for only veterans, their spouses, and surviving spouses to create veteran and spouse designated nursing home beds in skilled nursing facilities. It further allows the transfer of the certificate of need beds for this purpose for no more than 100 miles, and that is the bill.
Thank you very much, Senator Trunau. Is there any questions on the bill? No questions. Are there any appearance forms? Brooke here? Yes, sir. Last name is McLean. Yeah, can you find the little mic button there, little gray button on the side? It's on the side. Little gray button on the side.
That side. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak today. I'm Brooke McLean. I'm the CEO at the Air Force Enlisted Village. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization that's been in existence for 50 years. We take care of surviving spouses and military retirees in the community of Shalimar, which is Fort Walton Beach, Destin area. We are very much in support of this bill. We have independent living, we have assisted living, but we are not able to provide skilled nursing facility on our campus. And so this would provide that additional level of care within our continuum. And we thank you for your support. We look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That's it for appearance forms?
Yep.
Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Trunau, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair and members. I think this is a real example of private partnerships with the Florida Department of Veteran Affairs and you know, filling the needs that we have. I had some discussions earlier this week about how many beds do we need, and somewhere around 4,000 beds we're short on this side of the world. So
yep.
I think this may be a beginning of something that would help us in the future. So with that, I ask for your favorable support.
Thank you very much. Lois, will you please call the roll on SB 788?
Senator Burgess.
Yes.
Senator Jones.
Yes.
Senator Sharif.
Yes.
Senator Trunau.
Yes.
Vice Chair Collins.
Yes.
Chair Wright.
Yes. And by your vote, SB 788 is reported favorably. Thank you very much for bringing this up, Senator Trunau. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn to tab 2, SB 1280 on veterans by Senator Collins. Senator Collins, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate it. SB 1280 is entitled Veterans. This does several things. It modernizes the Veterans Employment Program. The Veterans Employment and Training Services Program becomes the Veterans Florida Opportunity Program. It launches a grant program for job training, and it shifts the cap to $5,000 reimbursement versus the original $8,000. It does more in the University Partnership for Ag Training, providing stipends for veteran spouses and the ag training programs. There are some fee reliefs for veterans and families towards driver's license and our National Guard members and spouses, as well as business filing waives a one-time $120 state fee for veterans starting new businesses. In its current format, it also gives discounted or free licensures for active duty military reserves for hunting and fishing, but that will be addressed in the amendment. And lastly, it empowers our veterans treatment courts to even include dishonorably discharged veterans. That is the bill.
Thank you very much, Senator Collins. Members, there are some amendments. So if you'll let me move forward with the amendments, we can ask questions after the amendments. Okay, seeing no objection, let's go on to Amendment 316166.
Thank you, Chair. Amendment 316166 does several things. Our state has a flagship. Currently, it is the Western Union Schooner, which is down in the Key West area. And now, we were approached to discuss this and talk about bringing the SS American Victory to be our new state flagship. That is what this amendment does. And obviously, happy to have more conversation. But unfortunately, the Western Union Schooner is in an ill state of repair. It does not represent Florida well. And again, always welcome. People should come talk to me. Happy to talk if there's any concerns. This bill also does something pretty unique. And I want to give a shout out to Amanda Suarez in my office. It's fantastic. We have struggled with our veteran plates in how we can have the disabled veteran moniker on there and not be limited to only the red, white, and blue veteran plate. What she came up with was an idea to emboss DV up in the top left-hand corner of the specialty plate so you can have whatever plate you want and still get what you deserve from our state in terms of support structure with your DV tag. Thereby, if you want these really awesome Gadsden plate, you can put the DV sticker in the top left-hand corner and still get whatever you're entitled to in the community. And lastly, it removed out reference statues that were no longer needed. That is the amendment.
Thank you, Senator Collins. Is there any questions on the amendment? Moving on to the next amendment, let's see. We probably better approve that one. Any appearance forms on the amendment? No. Okay. Any debate on the amendment? So, Senator Collins, you're recognized to close on this amendment.
Wave close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay. 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 Opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. So we'll take up the next amendment, barcode 259822 by Senator Collins.
Thank you, Chair. And we had to separate these out because we're adding two in one area and removing another. So what this does is removes the hunting and fishing and discounted lifetime licenses from the original bill. And simply put, the money affiliated with that in the trust fund is not at an adequate level, and we are not going to pull from GR in order to do that. Therefore, we made the decision to pull it from the bill. That is the amendment.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions on this amendment? Nope. Seeing none, any appearance forms on the amendment? None. Is there any debate on this amendment? Seeing none, Senator Collins, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
We close.
Thank you very much. All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay. Yay.
Opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. Okay, now, back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions now on the bill as amended? There are some appearance forms. Joe Marino. Oh, he can't talk. No. We'll let him talk. Are you waving or speaking? Just waving. All right. Joe Marino from Veterans Florida is waving in support. And Karen Moreau? Thank you very much, Karen. She's waving in support. All right. Any debate? Boy, this is an easy crowd, isn't it? Thank you very much. Senator Collins, you're recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Thank you, Chair, and I would ask for your support of this very good bill, and I am privileged to carry another bill for our veteran community. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I think you're almost outdoing me, and I'm happy you're doing it. Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 1280.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Sharif?
Yes.
Senator Trunow?
Yes.
Vice Chair Collins?
Yes.
Chair Wright?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 1280 is reported favorably. Thank you very much, members. Okay, tab 3, Senate Bill 1282 on public records / Veterans Florida Opportunity Program by Senator Collins. Sir, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair. This is a public records exemption for the Veterans Florida Opportunity Program we just spoke about, and specifically when they are building potential business opportunities, we're trying to protect their trade secrets, their information. That should not be available to public consumption. just because they're a veteran and open to the Sunshine Law. Therefore, we're protecting that for their own business interests. That is the bill.
Thank you very much, Senator. Are there any questions on this bill? You're good? No questions? All right. Any appearance forms? A Marino guy again. Joe Marino, again, representing Veterans Florida, waving in support. Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. Any debate on the bill? Yes, Senator Shreve.
Well, I just wanted to say the only reason I will vote for this bill is if Senator Collins agrees to record my next 30-second commercial. Is that a yes?
We'll talk. We'll talk.
He'll have his manager call you.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not cheap. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess no other debates. Senator Collins, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair, and I'll waive close.
Thank you very much. Lois, please call the roll on SB 1282.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Shreve?
Yes.
Senator Trunow?
Yes.
Vice Chair Collins?
Yes.
Chair Wright?
Yes, by your vote, SB 1282 is reported favorably. Thank you. Okay. Oh, look, they're all coming in now as we're wrapping up.
You made it.
So if everyone's willing, we'll just start over so the pages can hear this. Motion to reconsider. There you go. Senators, is anyone wish to be recorded? I think all of you were here. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Shreve moves we adjourn. Thank you, dear. No objection, we're adjourned.
Best one yet.
Woo!
Get it out. Love it, man. Love it, love it.